The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. All right, so women spend 10 days a year in a bad mood. See? Only 10 days. That's how I look at it. Only 10 days. Researchers have found that feeling fat, money worries, our partners not listening to us, and bad weather were the most common triggers. Again, only 10 days. The study found in a typical week, the average female will spend nearly 5 hours in a bad mood. So 5 hours, and you go, remember, okay, so 10 days, 24-hour days is 240. That's only how they got it. So 5 hours a week in a bad mood. That's pretty damn good. Okay, I mean, I thought I was spending 10 days a week in a bad mood. Anyway, typically, though, men thought that it was longer. And that men thought that their woman was in a bad mood more. It also emerged in the study that 1 in 2 of the women polled confessed that they were moody a lot. And around 4 in 10 claimed their moods had worsened as they aged. Now, apparently, this was brought about by a vitamin brand called HealthSpan. And I guess they were kind of studying moods and probably if their product could help moods, etc. And they said the research shows that both men and women are susceptible to being in a bad mood from time to time. But what is interesting is how the sexes cope with their moods. Women crave me time. And men, a lot of times, will use their partner to get them out of the mood. You know, that's so true. When I'm in a bad mood, I'm like, leave me alone. Everybody leave me alone, leave me alone, go away, leave me alone, leave me alone. Yet my husband's like, do you want to do something? Can we do something? Can we do, you know. And then he does not like to go and be left alone. It's very interesting. You would think a man would want to be left alone because my father was like that. My father was always like, leave me alone. And my mother was always like, you know, using us to elevate her mood. But it's different. For me, I'm the isolationist in the family. And my husband's like, okay, well, let's go out. Let's do something. Okay? And I'm like, well, no. I want to sit and brood and feel sorry for myself and eat chocolate. Right? It's a big difference. Now, they say 23% of those polled said their moodiness was affecting their relationships. Bad traffic, technology failing. Like, if my cell phone isn't working, I am done. That week, leave me alone, all right? Now, do men go through a sort of mood swings like women? Do they have PMS? All right, I noticed one thing with men is it's not a monthly thing. They just get grumpy all the time. I can't tell you how many of my guy friends, my kids, my brothers, my husband, I'm an expert on men, my patients, and they just don't get grumpy once a month. At least with a woman, you can kind of time it. You have a calendar, you could have an alarm on your phone, and it could be pretty much to a T. Yet with a man, you have no idea. They could be grumpy one day, grumpy the next. So, you know, which is easier to handle? I don't know. 1 in 5 women said the best thing to pull them out of a bad mood was their children. 22% said it was exercise. I'll agree with that. The study looked at 1,000 men and 1,000 women. All right, and it's interesting. 25% of females said their partner was often the root of their bad mood. Now, that is an issue. Okay, that is a huge issue. All right, I think relationships are doomed to fail if people think their partner is the root of their bad mood. Now, mind you, my husband does a lot of stuff to tick me off and vice versa. Okay, sometimes I thrive on the fact that I can tick him off, and that gets me out of my bad mood. It's like, look, I got him, and I got him good. But anyway, okay, I'm, if I was going to be a good wife, If I'm going to be mad about something, all right, when I'm a bad wife, I take what I'm mad at and I decide to extrapolate it to something he did so that I could put my anger onto him and lash out at him. Now, that's not fair to him, but a lot of us do that, all right? And I'm mature enough to admit that I do that. Am I going to do anything about it? No, no. I like doing it, okay? Leave me alone. Okay, it works. All right, but right, something bad happens at work, okay? Do I sit there and complain about work? No, I don't. My husband does not like me talking about work. So instead, I get mad at him about something, and then I'd like to blah, 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 and then I can have my whole BF all over him for him doing something small that had nothing to do with that. You got to be very, very careful because that relationship could be doomed. How much longer is my husband going to put up with me? All right? I mean, it's not like I'm all that. Okay? You guys have seen pictures of me. All right? There's not a lot of reason for my husband to stay. If it wasn't for a legal bond and a couple kids running around the house, I really don't have that much of a magnetic pull on my husband. So, you know, women have to be very, very careful. Now, is, let's say, a cheating partner the root of your frustration or your partner flirting? Again, like I said, if the root of the anger and the resentment is the partner, that relationship could be doomed. Even if there's a valid reason to be mad, okay? Yet, if you're mature enough and you go, look, I understand I'm mad about something else and I'm just taking it on you, then, no, the relationship has a beacon of light at the end of its tunnel. You know, I'll do that with my husband. My husband will be griping at me about something like, wait a second, whoa, you're yelling at me because of a telephone charger. What's really going on here, really? I mean, do you really want us to start fighting about a telephone charger? Because you know I'm going to win this fight. You know, I'm going to take that charger, and I'm going to shove that charger. No, it has nothing to do with the charger or you. It has to do with this. I'm like, thank you. All right, now we can move on and have a conversation. All right, shopping. Does shopping help a woman get into a good mood? For some, for me, no, I hate shopping. 1 in 10, listen, 1 in 10 turn to chocolate. Okay, I don't know, ladies, what you guys are thinking. Okay, that gets me out of a bad mood all the time. Okay, that should be 10 out of 10. I'm even embarrassed to call myself a woman if only 1 in 10 of you actually go to chocolate. 2/5 turn to wine. All right, and let me see, men. Out of the 1,000 men, 68% admitted to zoning out when their wife or girlfriend felt low. 15% tried to get them to snap out of it. Wow. All right, guys. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, I get patients that come in and say the doctor wanted to throw them on an antidepressant. The doctor wanted to throw them on this medicine, throw them on that medicine. Very interesting term, throw. I wonder where that kind of originated, to throw a person on a medicine. I mean, these medications, they're only, you know, maybe a centimeter in length, okay? Maybe they weigh less than a tenth of a gram. I'm surprised you could actually throw a patient on. It's interesting. I can understand throw a medicine at a patient. People like say, oh, they want to throw me on this, throw me onto this. But it's an American term and phrase, and we understand what it means. And I also understand the frustration. And one of you had asked me, you know, why isn't anybody talking about the triggers, and why don't we control the triggers? Now, antidepressants were in the news today because they were talking about how a single dose of an antidepressant can change your brain. Let's talk about that, and then we'll talk about the triggers. So they actually found that a single dose of an antidepressant was enough to actually produce dramatic changes in the functional architecture of the human brain. Now, the group of antidepressants they looked at were the SSRIs. These are the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, and these are the ones like Lexapro, Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, etc. And they think it changes the brain connectivity, not in weeks, but within hours, which to me makes sense because a lot of my patients say they felt the medicine within 3-4 hours. These SSRIs are not supposed to be happy pills. You're not supposed to be popping them and then feeling better all of a sudden and then, yay, all right, good. You know, I could go about my day like a lot of you do with Xanax and Ativan, etc. No, these are supposed to build up the serotonin over time, yet I have patients that go, I felt it that day. I felt it that day, and I'm like, whoa, really? All right, so researchers decided to look at the brain activity closely. Participants in the study allowed their minds to wander for about 15 minutes while their brain was being scanned. And the scan kind of looked at the oxygenation of blood flow in the brain. Then the researchers characterized 3D images of the people's brain by measuring the numbers of connections between small blocks, known as these little voxels, and the change in those connections with a single dose of escitalopram, is Lexapro. In the end, the scientists found that one dose of the Lexapro reduced the level of intrinsic connectivity in most parts of the brain. It also increased connectivity within the cerebellum and the thalamus, but it didn't happen in days. It happened over hours. Now, they didn't think they would see such a prominent effect. Now, some of you guys are like, well, duh. Obviously, it's going to cause changes in the brain. I'm with you. Duh. I'm with you. I didn't think it was going to be that much of an earth-shattering revelation, but still. All right. But what exactly is this change in the connections? Now, remember, these medicines work on the synapses. They inhibit the reuptake of these medications, of the serotonin in the body, so it allows more of your serotonin to circulate. So if there's some inhibitory effect, yes, we're going to see some changes. So I'm not shocked by this, but what is news is we now have some scientific proof admitting that, hey, guys, this is a lot more rapid than we thought. Okay, great. All right, but it also is a little bit scary. And we're, now going to our thought pathway is going to now digress to, well, wait a second, what else is it doing to our brains? Is there going to be a study saying those of us on antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications or et cetera are going to be more prone for Alzheimer's, dementia? We know that sleeping medications can do that. So what's going on here? And, now some of you will say, look, I don't care. Okay, I don't feel right. I don't feel good. And I would rather do that than go to alcohol. You got a good point. Alcohol can mess with the brain. I get that. But what about my patient and some of my, listeners have brought up, why aren't we dealing with the triggers? Well, you should be dealing with the triggers. You guys are 1,050% right. If you could figure out how to deal with the triggers, you're already 90% there. That's why cognitive therapists and behavioral therapists are so valuable when it comes to treating depression and anxiety. Because these guys teach you how to think when these triggers come at you. But then on the flip side, as a doctor, I have to call it like it is. You will not be able to control all the triggers. Let's just take a look at some of the list of triggers. This comes from the Plymouth Herald out of the UK. All right. Triggers for a bad mood. You being overweight. You get dressed, you get up in the morning. Okay. Yeah, you can control your weight, but you can't control what you see in the mirror sometimes. You get out of the shower, you stand in front of the mirror and you're like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. I look like that. And then you get dressed and you're grumpy that day. It's happened to a lot of us. Your partner not listening. We talked about that. My husband doesn't listen to me. Maybe he doesn't love me anymore. Sometimes you just kind of feel a little bit under the weather. How do you control that trigger? How do you bounce back? Weather. Bad weather. All right, there's bad weather. Some of you have seasonal affective disorder where when it rains, you get moody. Some of you get moody when it's hot. Some of you get moody when it's cold. For me, I've never been bothered by the weather. I actually get excited by weather changes, especially when it gets rainy. Because remember, I live in Vegas. So if there's water, we're doing the rain dance. I mean, we're all excited. But I can understand somebody living up in Seattle, which, by the way, is one of the most beautiful cities in this country. I can understand, you know, you'd like a little bit of sunlight. I get that. Money issues. Not having enough money. All right, you know, I got to pay the bills. I got to, you know, we're coming up on first of the month. That's stressful. That's, you know, your computer crashes. I'm about to go on air and my computer crashes. That's not fun at all. You feel undervalued. You're at work. You're seeing people get fired around you. Right? And you're like, well, wait a second. Am I going to be next? You know, and then some young, good-looking newbie comes in. You know, with tons of degrees, and you're sitting there going, oh, wait a second, I don't have that. All right, now you're kind of feeling anxious. You feel like doing everything on your own. Of course, periods, bad hair day. You're bored. You're doing something you really hate at work. Traffic puts you in a bad mood. You're hungry. When I am hungry, whoa, Nelly. Oh, my gosh. Everybody suffers in my office, even my patients. When I am hungry, I am in a bad mood. You're waiting for the bus. Your public transportation is late. The subway's late. Right? The subway got stalled. I mean, whoa. All right? You know, these are things that you may not be able to fix. You know, breaking a nail, very interesting. Breaking a nail was cited as a trigger for women being in a bad mood. And I know a lot of men listen to that going, come on, please, really? Stop for a second here. If I ever break a nail, it hurts. Okay, you can't, I don't care about the look of the nail broken. I could just throw a Band-Aid on. I don't really care about that. But it's weak. My nail bed is exposed. Broken nails hurt. And it does put you in a bad mood. You're kind of tense because you have one man down on your hand. And it's usually a finger you use a lot with your work. You know, these are things. So what do you do? All right, you know, how do you control the news? I try to sit down and relax. I'm watching something on the news, and it ticks me off what I see on the news. So behavioral therapists and cognitive therapists, et cetera, they teach you a lot of times how to approach the bad news. Mother-in-law calls, it gets on your nerves. How does that not ruin your day? All right, well, you know, say ain't no thing but a chicken wing. You know, brush it off the shoulder. Just shoe fly, right? Shoe fly, don't bother me type of thing. They teach you how to do that. They also teach you how to change your thought process. We've talked about different ways to change thought process. We've done some cognitive therapy. Remember we talked about those of you that think about sex all the time? All right, we talked about stop think. Okay, we'll bring that up again another time. We're running out of time here. But, you know, so they teach you how to not brood and brood over something, because some of us like to make a brood stew, and we just like to churn it and churn it until we're boiling over. No, you don't need to do that. You move on. All right? You know, there's sometimes just yell. You're mad about something, yell. Yell about it and move on. All right? You guys have to learn how to brush yourselves and move on. But unfortunately, some of us, we don't know how to do that, and we need the medications to help. And if your serotonin is low, you have a lot of trouble moving on. You have a lot of trouble dealing with it. You're in a funk. Your serotonin is up. Your norepinephrine is up. Your dopamine is up. You feel damn good. It makes you feel good. Those are happy hormones. So it's not a weakness you're needing a medication. But if there's things you can do to control, do it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, BillsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning. $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Delia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. I just had an idea for some new bumper music, so I got to write that down. I promise you guys we'll get some newer stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI. I know. I think you guys know what song I like. I'm not going to tell you. All right, but I think it'll be great bumper music, especially since it has to do with bumping. All right. Let's move on. Roasted peanuts. I was on an airplane, and the $630 ticket allowed me to have a yummy meal of some roasted peanuts. Well, roasted peanuts are more likely to trigger an allergic reaction than raw peanuts. All right? So for all these people now allergic to peanuts, and we don't know why we're having such a epidemic of peanut allergies, an Oxford University research team says chemical changes caused by dry roasting processes may prime your body's immune system, sparking future allergic reactions. Now, for those of you who are falling all over each other trying to find the study, it was published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. And what it did is it exposed mice to peanut proteins through the skin and the stomach. Mice were exposed to dry roasted peanut samples. I know, for those of you that couldn't sleep at night wondering how the mice could handle this, and the mice exposed had a much stronger immune response than mice given the raw versions. Whew, boy, I know. Glad they studied this. An immune response obviously is triggered when the body thinks there's something foreign. Researchers believe that maybe the high temperatures could possibly denature some proteins, change some sort of chemistry to it, prompts the allergic reaction. Now, does that mean we're going to finally be fed? Does that mean we're finally going to get some eats on an airplane? The answer to that is probably a big resounding no. I don't think they're going to do anything in terms of feeding us, which I'm very, very frustrated by because, you know, $630, do I really want to spend $10 for a Whopper at the, you know, I mean, I got to pack some food for the kids. Now, you know, I used to pack sandwiches and I tried to pack lunch boxes, etc., but now you only get one personal item. Well, one personal item, I mean, I interpret that as one maxi pad or one tampon. Now, if I have a six-hour flight, I don't think that's going to cut it. So I try to smuggle two personal items in, sometimes even toilet paper. Some of you saw that picture I posted. I don't want to mention the airline a couple flights ago where the toilet paper looked like that. It was very wet and discolored on the airplane. And so now one of my personal items is also toilet paper. So I got a lot of personal items. Speaking of peanuts, I guess the theater boxes, milk chocolate M&Ms, all right, some have been recalled. The FDA announced, I know, what are they going to do with the recalled ones? I'll take them. The FDA announced that Mars Chocolate North America has issued a voluntary recall on certain lots of the 3.4-ounce boxes of the product shipped out because the peanut butter, I guess there might have been peanut butter M&Ms in the ones that were only supposed to be milk chocolate, and it only applies to the 3.4-ounce boxes, which I believe are the theater boxes. Now, those theater boxes, I'm sorry, theater confection stands, those are such a ripoff. I understand that's the only way they make money. I get that. But come on, really, $5 a box? You go to Target or Walmart, you buy the dollar boxes, and then you know, or just don't eat the stuff. You don't need to eat the stuff. We need to watch our calories. Speaking of calories, apparently Krispy Kreme has this big, huge milkshake. It is a donut-inspired milkshake. Oh, my gosh. It sounds good. I am not a milkshake drinker, but I got to say, this sounds good. This sounds really good. It's made out of Krispy Kreme. And unfortunately, the caloric content is about 612 calories, a donut-inspired milkshake. I think you could even add a donut to it, and now you're at 1,000 calories. That's sick. You guys can't be eating like that. No way. So it is, let me see, not sure what they call it, but you could even put caramel topping on it, vanilla cappuccino topping. And this is supposed to be your morning snack. Here's my problem, people. I know you need a boost to get on with your day. I get that. And I understand that you want something sweet. I love to have something sweet. But I can't see myself wasting all my calories on a drink. You know, some of you guys say you drink your breakfast. How do you do that? Now, Krispy Kreme has beaten and probably put everybody else to shame when it comes to donuts. I have a problem with the Krispy Kreme donuts because they're very light and sugary. I feel like I'm just eating sugar. Sometimes I need a non-sugar sensation when I eat, but those donuts, you could stuff five in your mouth easily. It's probably a smart donut, but it's not smart for those of us watching our weight. Krispy Kreme has been around since 1937. Anyway, all right, so they now have a donut milkshake. There's also a chocolate and honeycomb-topped caramel crunch. That's a 508-calorie drink. Guys, don't waste your calories. I know a lot of us are kind of realizing calories in does not mean calories out, but that doesn't mean you can still pack on the calories. In fact, those Krispy Kreme shakes appear to be more than a hamburger and fries now. Right? We talked about how about 2,400 calories supposedly equal a pound. I want most of us probably eating under 2,000 calories a day. If we could probably do about 1,500 to 1,800 calories, depending on our body weight, all right, I think that should kind of be a minimum. But 500 calories just in one shot for your breakfast? No, don't be doing that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of breakfast, baby breakfast, babies are going to be pretty happy about this. Apparently, MIT has a, it's called a hackathon. It's called Make the Breast Pump Not Suck Hackathon. This is from MIT. And about 150 breast pump users, engineers, designers, healthcare and lactation specialists, as well as educators, converge at the MIT Media Lab for 2 days of hacking, collaborating, and deliberating about how to create a better breast pump. Thank you. The judges were made up of a panel of the hackathon's inspired speakers. They chose the team who worked on the quote-unquote Mighty Mom design for first prize of $3,000 from Vecna Technologies. Because, quote-unquote, every mom is a superhero, the Mighty Mom is a discreet, wearable, and smart utility belt for breast pumping. I don't have a picture of this to show you guys, and it's radio, so you wouldn't see it anyway. Apparently, they say, this is a quote from Eric Freeberger, one of the members. He says, the breast pump sucks, but we all love our babies more, so there seemed to be an obvious need to fix this. He was on Team Batman, and he was behind the Mighty Mom design. Good for them. He goes, and I think another thing was bringing people's voices to the forefront and realizing that everyone has the same 3 to 5 key issues with the breast pump. I hated the breast pump. I thought it was ridiculous. It didn't work. Now, Helping Hands won $2,000, all right? And then Pump 10 won $1,000 for third prize. The $500 prize was for outstanding user-focused design, and I guess it went to Second Nature. Okay, this is very interesting where they get their names. We see MIT are smart like that. This is called geeky comedy. You know, it's supposed to be geeky fun. I like it. I think it's good. All right, anyway, so some people made some money. There's supposed to be some really cool breast belt. I don't know. I don't know. Luckily, I just fed my kids. I couldn't deal with the pump. I just took my kids to work. I fed them at work. I tried to muffle the sounds of what they were making because, boy, were they noisy eaters. And then when I was done and there was no more milk, there was no more milk. Now, mind you, the breast pumping does help your milk last longer, especially if you, you know, are away at work for 8 hours. You need to keep the milk coming. But I don't know if I'd wear a belt. I don't know, unless it matched. It would have to match. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dalli.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dalia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdalia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdalia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we may have some good news here. Apparently, we have a report coming out of Fox News saying the Ebola outbreak is pretty much contained in two countries, Senegal and Nigeria. Way to go! Right now, two of the five countries affected by the worst ever Ebola outbreak that we have thus seen say they have managed to halt the spread of the disease. Now, the death toll right now is at 2,793. There's about 5,700 current cases. And according to the World Health Organization, they said the outbreaks in Senegal and Nigeria are pretty much contained. There have been no new deaths in Guinea. Sierra Leone, but 39 in Liberia. Now, this is very, very promising, okay? Now, hopefully, people with the incubation period still in the midst of their incubation period, hopefully didn't leave, went to other places, start to have the illness, but they think right now it's been contained. Now, remember, there was a separate Ebola outbreak. We're kind of keeping tabs on that. This separate Ebola outbreak is happening in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There have been 40 people that have thus far have died, 71 total cases of Ebola, and that's as of September 18th. So we're still a few days off with that one, but we'll keep you guys posted. Now, Sierra Leone had a lockdown, right, for about 3 days, I believe. And what was promising about what happened there is they found 130 new cases of Ebola during that three-day lockdown, and they are awaiting test results for 39 more people. So they said this was largely successful, the outreach was overwhelming, and there was a massive awareness of the disease. Now, Sierra Leone's 6 million citizens were ordered to stay inside until Sunday night. It was, I guess, one of the most dramatic measures, according to New York Daily News. And the authorities were able to reach 80% of the households they had wanted to visit. That's not bad. Okay, it would have been nice if they were able to visit 100% of the households, but still. The World Health Organization said that outbreaks in Nigeria and Senegal are pretty much contained, and they're recommending travel bans because it makes relief efforts more difficult, and it hampers economic development. You know, when you try to restrict and close the borders with travel, economically, there's those ripple effects, especially when it comes to trying to fight the disease. However, we get kind of nervous about people going in and out having this deadly disease. That's for a whole nother debate elsewhere. Techmira Pharmaceuticals announced that North American regulators have approved the use of its Ebola treatment. This is called TKM Ebola. Thus far, it's been tolerated well in patients. We haven't seen any major side effects. They say help is still needed in Sierra Leone in the form of any clinicians, epidemiologists, lab technicians, infection control practitioners, and nurses. The U.S. is going to be sending troops over to help with that. In Sierra Leone alone, 562 people have died. 2,800, now we're at the close to 2,800 people total with the death toll. So those articles are pretty close in terms of the numbers that they have. These city country lockdowns to us in America sounds great. Okay, keep people at home for 3 days. But it's not the type of vacation that you think it is. Okay, can you imagine not being able to work, not being able to feed your family, not being able to get food? All right, but I guess that's how the authorities had to do it. Just, guys, stay home. We're going to come to your doors. We're going to test you. Interesting. And they were able to discover 130 new cases. Remember, 20% still weren't looked at. They still have 39 more to be checked. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But if they have already, they possibly feel like they have been able to contain in two of the countries, that is huge. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Autism and iron. There's a study where they think that if a pregnant woman is iron deficient, that may be putting them at risk for autism. Their baby had autism. New research suggests that taking iron supplements as prescribed may play a role in reducing the risk of a child having autism spectrum disorder. Researchers found that mothers of children with autism were less likely to have taken iron supplements before and during pregnancy than those who seemed to be developing normal. Study also found that mothers 35 years of age or older who had low iron intake had a 5 times greater risk of having a child with autism as opposed to women just over 35. Others at the higher level risk were also women with obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes. Now, this is kind of interesting. I don't know where I'm thinking on this one because, you know, autism has been on the rise. We are diagnosing so many more. Now, maybe a lot of people had it before and they weren't diagnosed, but in terms of severe autism, I think we have more now than we have decades before. Yet iron deficiency anemia would have been more common in the past. Okay, we don't have a lot of vegetarians, and a lot of vegetarians, they still get their iron. In fact, my vegetarians look healthier than my non-vegetarians. So, what is it? Most people eat some sort of meat these days, as opposed to 30, 40 years ago, meat was a treat. So, I don't know where, mind you, if you are iron deficient, yes, that could be an issue, absolutely. All right, and we know that, not having folic acid, not having iron, et cetera, causes neurodevelopmental changes. But they say that, these women that could be either anemic during or anemic before could have more of an issue. Now, it's interesting. A lot of women will naturally become anemic in pregnancy. All right? When I do labs on a pregnant woman who's kind of farther along, their H&H, hemoglobin and hematocrit, are sometimes lower. Now, we would chalk that up to their blood volume. They increase their blood volume, so their blood is more diluted. They have more blood volume when they're pregnant, etc. But I wonder if there's just some people that appear to be more vulnerable to that. And maybe that group of people is more genetically predisposed to anemia and then predisposed to having autism. I still think it's a gene. I still think there's something else going on. I also think that there's something that has to do with fibroids. I can't tell you how many of my patients who have autistic kids had pretty large fibroids when they were pregnant. So I'd like to really see a study looking at that, but I don't think they're going to. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, we're talking about those IG awards, some of the things studied, why a banana is slippery and, how pork rinds were able to stop nosebleeds. Not that I want you shoving those in your kids' noses. And then MRI'd a couple having sex. I don't know. They were looking at that. These are very interesting scientific experiments. I could definitely give people, some ideas of things to study. But I understand some of the cool, fun research. Something to do. Now, this is kind of scary. 700 newborns and 40 employees of a Texas hospital may have been exposed to a worker who had an active case of tuberculosis, and tuberculosis can be very deadly. This is not something to mess around. The employee working in a nursery at Providence Memorial Hospital in El Paso interacted with patients in months before later being diagnosed, or months before later being diagnosed with the disease. Now, you could be walking around having TB, you could have latent TB, etc. And they say 706 babies and 43 employees were possibly exposed. Health officials are going to contact the affected families, and then they're going to screen, no charge, free of charge. Now, tuberculosis, better known in the olden days as consumption, killed thousands, if not millions. I mean, it was a pretty frightening sort of lung disease. You would bleed. People that have tuberculosis can cough up blood. It consumes you. It's a lung infection that basically consumes you. The tuberculosis can spread. You can have these tuberculosis nodules that even affect the heart, like we saw with Chopin. So it's not anything to play with. So we'll keep you posted on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.